The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. No, the amazing thing about a mustard seed is not only how small it is, but how durable it is. You know, that thing can grow anywhere. It can grow in Israel, it can grow in Alaska. And once it's grown, it replicates itself. One mustard tree gives rise to another and to another and to another. And it's amazing when you realize the entire thing starts so small, and Jesus says, such is the kingdom of God. And then he says the kingdom of God is like a little pinch of yeast. The woman mixes into 3 measures of wheat flour and the entire thing rises. Question for you here this morning. Do you know how much 3 measures of wheat flour is? That's 50 pounds of flour. That's 10 bags of flour. That's a lot of flour. And then you realize one tiny little pinch makes the entire thing grow. And the lesson is that with the things of God, it takes so little of our cooperation to make so great a difference. Now, what's the kingdom of God? To make a long story short, the kingdom of God is God's reign. And he reigns in heaven, but he wants to reign in your heart. And what we want to focus today, just on one thing. Let's focus today on our cooperation, because it makes such a difference. I remember once upon a time in high school, I was sitting in religion class, and this religious sister was teaching it, and suddenly a student just carelessly dropped his Bible onto the floor, and I'll never forget it. She walked over, she picked up the Bible, and she kissed the Bible. She probably never thought she made a difference in my life, but she did. That little act of reverence. I'll never think of a holy thing the same ever again. Remember once upon a time in college, I walk into the student chapel with a friend, and he genuflects, but he doesn't just genuflect. He takes the knee all the way to the ground, and he bows his head down, and you know, you could tell this guy really believed. And it was nothing. But I'll never forget it. It left a lasting impact on me. Such it is with our cooperation and the great difference that it makes in the things of the kingdom of God. Here's why I mention all this morning. Because rank and file, there's a lot of folks out there who worry, not about themselves, but about their friends and relatives. It seems like just about everybody has somebody in their family, and they were raised Catholic, and they went to Catholic school, but now they're hook, line, and sinker, lockstep with the culture, and they worry about them. Now, what these people tend to want more than anything else is they want a quick fix. They want a magic pill that's going to make everything better yesterday, right? And what I ask you to focus on today is not a quick fix. What I ask you to focus on is your cooperation. Because what witness you offer, however small, is very, very great. Because the amazing growth doesn't depend on you. It depends on your cooperation, but it doesn't depend on your power. Notice, with the mustard seed, notice, with the leaven in the loaf. It was our cooperation, but the whole thing happened by God's power, such as it is today. But if you would, notice also, there was deliberate cooperation. The seed was planted in the ground. Remember the story of the sower and the seed, and he throws the seed here and there and everywhere, lands on the path, lands on the thorns. That's not the case here. It's very deliberately planted, very deliberately cooperated. That's what we need to do as well. Same thing with the yeast. Cooperate, but choose to act. Because there's an interesting thing about yeast. It has a shelf life. Use it or lose it. There's a shelf life to God's grace as well. You ever heard of not signal graces. You ever heard of actual graces? An actual grace is a little moment of inspiration that God sends. It's a real grace. A moment of inspiration. Hold your tongue. Offer a helping hand. Offer an encouraging word. Simply say what needs to be said. Don't worry about the consequences. A little tiny grace. And it only comes like a breath of wind. And you use it or you lose it. Such as it is with the things of God, so important it is that we become in the habit of cooperating in small things. You might only get a moment, you might only get a second, but if there's a message to these little parables, is that's all you need. God does the rest. Seems like nothing. But don't lose heart. God made everything out of nothing, didn't he? That's how he shows his power. Then as well as now. Amen.